What I do want you to know about me is, my honest age is 45. My honest weight is 160. I've had 2 abortions. I lied when I said I cared about you. I actually married you for security. I've had 3 affairs that you don't know about. I never loved you with all my heart. I almost always fake my orgasms. I cheat on my taxes and lie about it. I don't think that trees are pretty and get anxious when everyone else says how pretty they are. I often don't like anyone and pretend that I do because I think that if I'm honest, people will see me as a terrible human being. I eat cookies when you're not looking, and I lie about it. I hide food from you. I sometimes vomit after eating large meals. I drive too fast and say that I don't break the law. I think that voting in this country is a waste of time. I think that rich people and big corporations control everything anyway, whichever party wins.
I am reality. This means that I am the perfect one to be me, and no one else can be it. I must be this height to be me, exactly this height, and I must be 62 years old. I must weigh to the ounce what I weigh, be this gender, and be sitting in front of the microphone in exactly this way right now. That is the requirement to be me, I notice. And there are no mistakes in this perfect world, which is a tapestry of pure delight and beauty when seen through the eyes of someone who isn't arguing with what is. There are 2 ways of being me. One is to hate it, and one is to love it. Which will it be, since I don't have a choice but to be me? Okay, I'll be me and question my thoughts about me until I see me as perfect in every way, even sweeter than perfect. Someone has got to be happy in this world. Good that it's me. I definitely volunteer. Exercise. Letter of apology. When we don't forgive others, we can't forgive ourselves. This won't be obvious until it is. Try the following exercise. Step 1. Think of someone who hurt you very deeply. Write that person a letter in which you do the following things. Don't write this letter to yourself. Think of 3 things that you did to hurt him or her. Apologize. Ask him what you can do to make it right with him. Then tell him 3 things he gave you that you're grateful for, and thank him. Close the letter with, "I love you," if this feels right to you, and sign your name. Here is a letter written by a woman in one of my 2-day intensives whose 3 children once refused to have anything to do with her for 5 years after her divorce. Those 5 years were the most painful of her life.
Dearest Tony, Donna, and Dale, I am so sorry that I talked about your father to you the way I did during those terrible years of divorce. I am so sorry that I punished you for saying kind things about him. I could have learned a lot from you. I apologize for being so close-minded, for not listening to you, and for being so harsh to you. I apologize for fighting brutally with your father in front of you, and for yelling at you when you cried and asked me to stop fighting. Please tell me if there's anything I can do to make this right with you now. I'll do whatever I can. I have learned so much from each of you about unconditional love. No matter how unlovingly I have treated you, you still love me, nurture me, care for me, and always meet me with open hearts. I have learned from you the dearest ways of being with my grandchildren, just by watching you act as good parents and good aunts and uncles to your own and each other's children. You have taught me tenderness and courage. You always give me permission to go for it, and you support me as I do. Thank you, children. Because of you, I can love, and I love you and others, including your father, more than I ever imagined that I was capable of. I am so grateful. I love you, Mom.
Step 2. You don't have to mail this letter. Some of us prefer to express our feelings face to face, telling the recipient what we have discovered without actually reading the letter. Others of us ask the addressee for permission to read the letter, and we read it without deviating from what is written, and then listen without defense. Others never send it or make their amends. Whatever you do or don't do, you have the rest of your life to decide. I suggest when you're ready, you act on it as soon as possible. Act on it when you know that no matter what the response will be, you want to do it for your own sake. You do it knowing that the response is none of your business, that this letter is about starting your life over, not the other person's. This is your life that you are cleaning up. You can't be in too big a hurry to do that. Step 3. Now turn the letter around as though you had written it to yourself. You may know the relief of forgiving a human being, how wonderful it is to love someone you thought was your enemy. Turning this letter around is also about discovery and forgiveness of yourself. Be patient as you turn around what you have written and discover your innocent, dear, misunderstood self. Gently move past the places where the turnaround doesn't work and see where it does work. Take in this letter to yourself and see how what you have written is true. Here is how the woman turned around the letter to her children. In it, the word you refers to herself.